beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality or not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And we have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. Well, today we're going to have with us Carol Matriciana. We're going to be talking about her new video. It's called the New Barbarians, Carol?
Yes. Hello, Dr. Stan Monteith. How wonderful it is to talk to you again.
Well, it's good to be with you. Of course, we've seen a lot of videos on the Islamic problem, and I really watched the video because, well, you put it out, and I felt sort of a sense of loyalty to you. But after watching that video, I think that is the single most powerful video that is available today in the United States, and everybody really needs to see it to understand what we are really up against. Now, we can talk about where the Islamic movement came from. We can talk about it wasn't here 20 years ago, but the important thing is it is here today. And why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what this video is and why it's so important?
Well, thank you so much for the compliment. I think that it certainly is the best video I've made, and I think in the last 21 years we've made terrific films at Jeremiah, but I think The New Barbarians, Training Children to Kill, is definitely right up there in the best works. And actually, what happened was a couple of years ago, a French director, he's Jewish, he lives in France and in Israel, and he presented me with a sort of compilation of hundreds of hours of footage off Arab TV, which is being shown to the Arabs every day in a sort of daily conditioning, systematic way, if you will. And I was so horrified by the children's cartoons and children's animations and the programming through children's television with the little Walt Disney, Mickey Mouse caricatures and characters in the back, and seeing these sweet little children as young as sometimes 3 or 4 years old singing joyfully about being martyrs and giving up their lives for holy jihad and singing songs about jihad. And I was just absolutely amazed at the footage, and I thought, I need to put this into some kind of an order with the history of the Middle East, the Arab-Israeli conflict, which, after having talked to several friends that didn't even understand the history, didn't even understand why Israel was given the land because of such world hatred against Israel, even as little as 50 years ago in the Second World War, with the atrocities that Hitler had performed on the millions of Jews put in concentration camps and incinerators and incarcerated in prisons, etc., and had no country that would support them and give them refuge. And here they are, 50 years after being given their own country, being sung about from little children saying that they wanted to annihilate the Jews and get them out of this land that was their land. That's what initiated my desire to put together this program.
Well, the most amazing thing, you can realize the power of television when you see what's being programmed into the minds of these small children. And they're not only being taught to hate the Jews, they're being taught to hate you and I. And of course, they're using television to inflame and indoctrinate these young people. And these are the Islamic warriors of the future who are going to be committing jihad against America. You better understand exactly what is really going on over in the Islamic world today. And there's no better way to learn about it than this new video entitled The New Barbarians.
Yeah, the New Barbarians, Training Children to Kill.
A book that will really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Carr's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Carr's book, Ill to Global Occupation. his second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today, and unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Do you ever feel sort of run down that you need more energy? Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about a product. It's called Alamax, and Alamax is the active ingredient in garlic. It is actually allicin. It's a compound of that you get from garlic, and of course you can get allicin out of garlic. You could chop it up or squeeze it or do whatever you do, but of course you don't get anywhere near as much allicin as you will in a capsule of Alamax. And of course garlic is lowers your blood pressure and lowers your cholesterol and certainly thins your blood, and it's been studies that suggest that it keeps you from getting colds. So if you'd like to learn more about Alamax, why don't you call 866-405-4000? That's 866-405-4000. We've actually taken the product for a matter of almost 6-8 months now, and we think it's a great product. Again, Alamax at 866-405-4000. And then, of course, I want to mention the Berkey water filters. And, of course, the big Berkey water filter has been used as a standard by missionaries throughout the world for well over 100 years. And, of course, it's a stainless steel water filter. You put 2.5 gallons in the top. It goes through the filters and comes out the bottom. The filters are ceramic, and they're filled with activated carbon, and they filter out, of course, the bacteria and many of the chemicals and the heavy metals. Not completely, but they do an excellent job at it, and everybody has loved the Big Berkey for many, many years. And of course, they are available for $279. We sell them for $239. And if you buy it through us, why, of course, you'll get a 4-tape set or a video that we produce. That's the Big Berkey, but the Big Berkey is not available in either California or Iowa. However, there is a portable Berkey light, and of course you can use it anywhere you want to. The Berkey light is actually clear. It's made out of the same material they make bulletproof glass out of, and of course the Big Berkey the Berkey light has a different type of filter. We call them Black Berkey filters. Now, Black Berkey filters will go ahead and Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Carol Matriciana, and we're talking about her video entitled The New Barbarians. Carol, why don't you tell us more about this? And when you first see the footage in this video, you're going to realize, of course, that what we're dealing with here are young people in the Arab countries who are being trained to hate the West, to hate Israel, and they are going to give their lives in this Islamic jihad, which has been declared against the West.
Yes, and I think, Dr. Stan, what makes the video so incredibly shocking is that this isn't anybody's opinion. This is actually visuals, very, very graphic visuals, taken off Palestinian Authority television, which shows the young children being trained in classrooms, singing songs about being happy to be martyrs, being trained in summer assault camps. 10,000 kids a year go through these camps and are being trained as genocide bombers. And I really take issue with the fact that they're calling them suicide bombs, because when, you know, if one's entitled, I mean, in a way one's entitled to commit suicide, not that it's right and not that we should, and if somebody wants to commit suicide, then basically it's just their own life they're taking. But these children are being trained to kill Jews and Americans and anybody who supports the Jews and is in any way what they call an infidel or somebody that will not convert to Muhammad's teachings as written in the Quran. And so we have got these young children being thrilled at giving their lives. And as I showed in the video, even mothers, in a sense, exciting their children towards dying for the Holy Land and dying for what they call their homeland. And that mother's letter, wasn't that just so tragic? Here she was reading out how thrilled she was that her son had given up his life to kill 10 Jews and injure so many others, and singing his accolades. And then, of course, we have the political leaders, people like Yasser Arafat, saying, praising the mothers and praising the families. And indeed, these leaders, like even Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden, paying the families whose children go in and commit suicide and kill the Jews.
Well, of course, also, although you didn't mention it, the Saudis are doing exactly the same thing. And, of course, the other thing is that we are giving Arafat a large sum of money, and he's using that, instead of trying, of course, to help the Palestinian people, he's using a lot of the money that we give him to create this sort of a situation. And, of course, it doesn't make sense if we're giving Arafat money to keep generating the hatred that is never going to prevent any sort of a peace negotiations or a peace between the Palestinian and the Israeli people. That is the great tragedy. But, of course, these are cartoons, these programs that are appearing on Palestinian TV. Now, do they hear, is this all over the Arab lands or just on Palestinian TV?
Well, it's Palestinian Authority television that we took it off, and I'm sure that Arab-speaking nations, you know, are able to get it. So I don't know how far it circulates, but all I know is that this doctrine, I mean, if people could just see the footage, which speaks, a picture speaks a thousand words, and when you see these children saying that they want to eat the flesh of their conquerors and, you know, talking about give us guns so that we can kill every single Jew, and absolutely, the school's not even teaching that Israel exists, and these Palestinian children looking at the map of Israel and calling it Palestine.
Well, I don't know why the Israelis didn't go in there and just take out those television stations. That would be the logical thing to do. You do not allow something like that, you know, so close, and especially not when Israel has been doing everything they could to help the Palestinians form their own society there, and even giving them money so they could buy guns. But the guns were to put down the terrorists, not to incite terrorism. And I will tell our listeners that the footage on this video, and it's called The New Barbarians, is something that you need to see, and you need to understand what is going on over there and how these young people are being conditioned and brainwashed into this intense hatred of you and I, and, of course, of everything we stand for. This is really what's so frightening.
Oh, it's
and, of course, the fact that it's being done with our own money is even more unconscionable.
And I think what I found so shocking, Dr. Stan, was that, you know, I've been involved in cult expose and cult research for the last three decades, and I have seen some horrible, horrible cases of cult leaders indoctrinating their followers and devotees, but never have I seen an entire generation of children being exploited through religion and politics as these children that are marching in the hundreds. I mean, there were thousands in those pictures that you saw, that young boy, Mustafa, who was Saddam Hussein's little soldier. At 14 years old, this boy was saying, put me into, you know, I'm a sword in Saddam's hands. And here these kids were ripping apart chickens with their bare teeth and hands. And they were from 12 to 17 year olds in the thousands in his paramilitary troops. And I mean, it is just scary to see these kids in those schools that were training these as terrorists, teaching the kids how to fuel machine guns and slit the throats of infidels. I mean, I think the footage was incredible. And then what was so incredible is to see that these camps are in this country, that young American Muslim children are being trained to hate the Jews and sing and dance to spill the Jews' blood. And that young boy, that young American Muslim who came up to the camera and said, butcher the Jews, it's just shocking.
Well, of course, there's some wonderful, wonderful footage in this. Some of this, I think, was probably Stephen Emerson's footage that you incorporated into your video. But this, of course, was suppressed actively for many, many years. And I'm just so glad that you have this. And you actually have the pictures of these Islamic radicals who were allowed to come into this country and, of course, to preach hatred of America and preach jihad right here in the United States. Our government knew what they were doing, and of course they were allowed to, and any efforts on the part of Mr. Emerson, Stephen Emerson, to get this out to the American people and through his video, Jihad in America, were effectively blocked by your Central Intelligence Agency or someone with a great deal of power at the highest echelons of our government. Did you have much of a chance to talk to Stephen Emerson?
No, Steve was so gracious and kind in letting us take those excerpts out of Jihad in America, which was an award-winning documentary that he made for television, but actually PBS banned it. And that was just what was so incredible, that it was banned. It was made for TV, yet banned here in America. And in 1965, the immigration doors were opened to Muslims that wanted to come into this wonderful democratic country of America. And yet, as you saw in that footage, in 1968, militant leaders were going around the mosques in America, telling Muslims living in America that they had to commit jihad if it meant cutting off the hands of Americans or widowing them or spilling their blood. This is what they had to do. And the most incredible thing is that Steve made that film before the Twin Towers were blown up, and you can see him there standing in front of the Twin Towers warning us of the growing terrorism in America, but basically saying that it was the American Muslims' money that was being used by the Arab countries to incite this hatred into the children, as we saw in this footage, the new barbarians training children to kill. And that's what I think is just so hideous, that these young children are being exploited. And then how can you undo such hatred in children? How is that undone?
And, of course, it's impossible to be undone unless, of course, you can change their worldview through Christianity. But what the American people don't understand is here you had a wonderful, wonderful video. It was shown in 1994. It was called Jihad in America. And Public Broadcasting Company, which, of course, was financed with your tax money, banned it, and, of course, kept any other major television network from putting this up and letting the American people understand we had this cancer growing within us. We had these organizations that were fomenting hatred for America. And, of course, why did we change our immigration laws in 1965? Why, ladies and gentlemen, if you've read my newsletters, you'll know there's long-term planning for bringing us right to where we are today, right to where we are, as America, of course, now is in a defensive position and has to go overseas and begin destroying other countries to try to put down the very terrorist movement that has been largely funded by our good friends in Saudi Arabia. And, of course, as you know, why 600 families are suing the Saudi families, the Saudi princes, for $1 trillion. And who do you think is defending the Saudis? Why, James Baker Jr.'s law firm, I think it's Baker and Hoyt, something of the sort. James Baker's law firm is defending the Saudis, and of course, who is James Baker? Why, he is the president's lawyer. He is the fellow you saw on television down there in Florida when they were counting the electoral votes down there, and he was the man that George W. Bush sent down to make sure that, of course, that he won the election there. And of course, James Baker III was, of course, on the Gorbachev Board of Directors, Gorbachev Foundation. He was the Secretary of State under George Herbert Walker Bush. And now, of course, they and their law firm are defending the Saudis, who've been financing so much of this. What's wrong with this story? Well, we'll be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. And of course, we'll welcome your calls at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
book that will really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaw's book, Due to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw.
Hello, this is health journalist Bill Sardi. Recently, a medical journal reported on the world's first proven remedy for the common cold, Allicin, the active ingredient in garlic. During winter months, a pure Allicin garlic extract reduced the risk of the common cold by 50%. This was demonstrated in a double-blind, placebo-controlled study, science's highest measure of effectiveness. Where do you get pure Allicin? You won't find it in store-bought garlic pills, but you'll find it in Alamex. Alamex provides the equivalent of 15 cloves of fresh crushed garlic. Where do you get Alamex? Dial this number now, 866-405-4000. Learn more about Alamex at 866-405-4000.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to, of course, mention to you the Big Berkey water filters. And at times like this, it would be great to have a means that by which you could filter water. You wouldn't have to worry if, for one reason or another, the water supply was off. You can filter pond water and pool water, and you can filter river water. And, of course, this is the sort of a water filter that has been used for many years by missionaries throughout the world. They're stainless steel. They filter 2.5 gallons from the top to the bottom through ceramic filters that have a core of activated carbon. Now, the Big Berkey certainly does a great job of filtering water. And, of course, they ordinarily these sell for $279. We sell them for $239 plus shipping. And if you buy them through Radio Liberty, well, you get a 4-tape set or a video that we produce if you ask for it. And we think it's a great deal. We have certainly the Berkey light filter for myself. And we're living in uncertain times. The one thing you need is a good supply of water. Now, the Berkey, the Big Berkey water filters are available in every state except California and, of course, in Iowa. So there is a Berkey light, which is a different type of water filter. Actually filters 2.5 gallons, just as the Big Berkey, but it's made of a clear, it's what they use for bulletproof glass, and the filters are entirely different. They're really purifying filters rather than the regular filters. They take out literally all the bacteria. They take out most of the chemicals and the heavy metals. They're really excellent filters, but they have to be replaced every 7 years, depending on how much you use them, every 2 to every 4 years, where the Big Berkey filters can be cleaned and boiled, and they will last you a much longer time. The Berkey Light, however, is only $199, and of course we make the same offer as far as the 4-tape set or the video. So give us a call if you'd like to get them at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Go to our website, Radio Liberty. You'll see them right there. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're back here. Our guest this afternoon is Carol Matriciana. We're talking about her new video, The New Barbarians, of Teaching Children to Kill, and it's available by giving us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. This is the finest video we have. Why do you need to see it? Because you need to know, of course, that we have an enemy not only without but within. And, of course, they are indoctrinating the Muslim children in many schools right here, these radical Islamic schools being funded in large part, of course, by the Saudi Arabians, our good friend the Saudis, who are also financing Hamas, which is, of course, doing everything they can to keep peace from developing between Palestine and Israel. And then, of course, you have these videos that are being constantly played over there. And this is really what you're going to be seeing, is these videos that are designed to inflame the hearts. And we're talking about children, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, that are being indoctrinated in this. And this is one of the most gripping videos I've seen in a long time. And I think that Carol has done a tremendous, tremendous job in putting these together. Now, was there any problem at all in using that film footage?
No. It's for the general public. In fact, what I'm amazed at is that this country hasn't been exposed to this kind of hideous, hideous indoctrination and brainwashing before. I mean, why haven't we been shown this kind of footage?
And I think really what's so frightfully important is that the American people there's an organized effort to keep the American people from really understanding what we're up against. However you feel about where we are today, you have to realize that there are people out there who hate America with an intensity and are brainwashing the next generation to hate America. Now, we cannot hate back, but on the other hand, we have to be prepared to defend ourselves and our families and to understand what this is really all about. And every American should see these videos. This is the single best video we've ever seen on the Islamic threat in America.
Well, my goodness, what an amazing compliment and praise coming from you, Dr. Stan. I so appreciate that.
I wouldn't say it if it weren't true, but and especially when, you know, not only what you have and all this other footage, and then Steven Emerson's footage. How long is the video now?
Well, Steve Emerson's Jihad in America is, I believe, an hour long, or perhaps a 50-minute, 45-minute long video.
But how long is your video?
Mine is 63 minutes.
All right, fine. Well, mm-hmm. it's 63 truly gripping minutes, and I would recommend very, very strongly to our listeners that they consider getting it, and of course, getting others to see this and understand that America is in danger today, and you may feel very, very secure. Nothing can happen here. But you have to understand what they're teaching these children. And they're teaching them the use of guns. They're teaching them hatred. They're teaching the importance of dying, killing the infidels. And ladies and gentlemen, that's you and me.
Yes, it's absolutely shocking. And I think, you know, we should be playing every day, we should be playing that horrific 9/11 footage to remind us that 19 zealous Muslims flew American planes into the world's greatest financial district, killing over 3,000 American people. And there in the streets of Palestine, the Arab children were waving banners and singing the praises of those that had murdered innocent people. And this is the kind of thing that is just so shocking when you see this footage off Arab TV, news footage, and watch the indoctrination in news shows and in talk shows, on children's programming, how the children are taught to stone the infidels, to stone the Israelis. And here we've got dear President Bush and the Israelis trying to work out their map, their roadmap to peace, when the Arabs are being, of course they're the victims, but who is victimizing them? Let's point the fingers at who is not allowing the Palestinians peace. And as you've mentioned, it's the Saudi Arabians, the Egyptians, the Syrians, the Lebanese, these Arab countries that absolutely will not allow an Israel state to exist.
But of course, really, to turn these children into this intense hatred that is being programmed into their minds, and the cartoons that are used to inflame the passions, we need to know what the enemy is doing. And of course, the enemy has created propaganda, and of course, they're training the next generation to hate America. And you think that all we have to do is, just say, oh, we're going to have peace over there. These children will never want to live in peace because they programmed to believe a lie. And of course, that's why this video is so vitally important. It's the new barbarians training children to kill. We'll be right back here in just a moment, right here at Radio Liberty. Thank you.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I certainly want to mention that we carry the Miracle 2 soap products, and certainly we can't make any claims for them, but I will tell you that many people who use the products do, and we've heard so many wonderful stories from the people who've used them and are so grateful for the products. And there is a soap which I've used for some time, and you know, my wife uses in the kitchen, and then there's of course a moisturizing soap which I bathe in, and there's this gel, and of course I've used this for a rash that I had, and it seems to have done a pretty good job. You can use it for all different sorts of things, and it seems to make lots of people say that it will make you feel better. There's a lotion, there's a neutralizer, and the neutralizer, of course, is something people drink on a daily basis. It's a very alkaline solution. Some people actually seem to think that it helps them as far as their heartburn is concerned. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and ask about the Miracle 2 soap products. And then, of course, we carry Phenopoly. Phenopoly is a board game that will teach your children and your grandchildren and you and everybody in your family how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. It's a wonderful, wonderful game. It's designed by Myrna Culbraith, who created the phonics game, and now she's created Phenopoly. It's actually 5 board games and 2 bonus games, and we throw in a couple of books. And of course, you play it like you do Monopoly, but in the process, you learn how to think phonetically, and you learn the 40 sounds of the English language, and you learn the 12 rules of the English language, and why words are spelled the way they are. And suddenly, you begin to sound out words. In about 16 hours, you can do all the harm that the government schools have done on the minds of our children. So give us a call at 1-800-5-448-927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Phenopoly. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Carol Matriciana, and we're talking about her new video. It's entitled, The New Barbarians Teaching Children to Kill. If you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, well, give us a call at 1-888-24-Liberty. That's 1-888-24-Liberty or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-Liberty or 464-8295. But you have to understand who the enemy is. And of course, they teach the children to throw rocks. A rock can be just as deadly as a bullet, I mean, if it hits you in the right place. And they send the children out, and they do this intentionally so that they will, of course, wreak havoc on the Israelis. And then, of course, if they're shot, they'll become martyrs. And these children are simply pawns in this deadly, deadly, terrible game that's being played, but it's being fomented by what they see on television. Now, isn't it strange that you're never going to see this on American television any more than before 9/11 they would allow you to see Stephen Emerson's video, Jihad in America, because it would have warned you that all of this was planned, and there were people in our government who were doing everything they could to avoid addressing the issues. I mean, the Islamic radicals shot down TW-800. They warned the morning before that. They bragged about it afterwards. And the Clinton administration said, oh no, it was an explosion in the central fuel tank. And everything was done, of course, to keep the American people from knowing what was happening, including the fact that we were on maximum alert on the morning of September 11th. but somebody kept the planes on the ground that morning. And Dennis Ketty has a wonderful new book. It's called Cover Up. You'll want to get that, the book Cover Up by Dennis Ketty. But here is something that you really would want to see, because as you see these children and you see the cartoons, you see what's happening in school. You see them. These are kids. How old are those children who are marching, in military order?
Oh, Dr. Stan, it's hard to say. I think the youngest kid there, the one that was said that his gun was there to shoot the Jews, I'd say he was, three or four. Then we saw that little toddler standing on the American flag as it was being burnt. I'd say he was just, two and a half, 3 years old. And then we've got, by the time these kids are 7 or 8 or 9, there they are just, fueled with hatred and anger and incited to kill the Jews. And then, of course, you see them by the time that they're adults, at least university students. Here's this man stabbing this fellow in the car whose only crime is that he's Jewish. And then that frenzied mob of young students that throw those two soldiers out of the window and murder them, and minutes later you see human entrails. It's barbaric. It's absolutely barbaric behavior.
But of course, this is what they're being indoctrinated in, and of course, the religion is used to justify that. That was so unconscionable, and of course, they're using the Islamic faith to justify a mass murder. And you know, the Christian faith doesn't teach that, but the Islamic faith does. Kill the infidels. Kill the infidels, kill the infidels. And this is the recurrent theme, of the radical form of Islam that is being taught not only, in the Arabic nations, it's being taught in our mosques and in our schools right here in America today. That is what the average American cannot grasp, and what you're certainly not going to hear from Barbara Walters, Dan Rather, or Tom Brokaw.
No, absolutely not. And I think people are just so confused about the roadmap to peace and what Israel is constantly conceding more and more land, but more and more land won't bring peace because the Arabs themselves are the ones that are inciting hatred into the Palestinians. There was a commander, he was an English commander of the Jordanian army he wrote a book in 1948. He was the chief major. He was one of the major military leaders between 1935 and 52. And I don't know if you remember John Bagot Glubb. And he wrote this book called A Soldier with the Arabs. And he considered himself a Jordanian subject under the Jordanian government, even though he was an Englishman. And he says in his book on page 96 that the Arab governments were largely responsible for the ruin of the Palestinian Arabs. And when the UN voted to recommend that Palestine be divided into an Arab nation, the Israel state agreed. But the Arabs said no way, and within days they invaded. There was Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, and Jordan that invaded the young state of just a few days old of Israel. And we see that the Arab nations themselves have created this absolutely horrible Palestinian problem. And yes, the Palestinians are victims, and their little children are being used to incite hatred against the Jews. But we need to point the fingers at those who have damaged them, and it is their fellow Arabs.
Well, of course, it's the Arab leaders. It's not the average Arab. I mean, the average Arab would like to live in peace. But,
of course, when
you are indoctrinated in this intense hatred, starting at a very, very young age, and you have to see what these Arab children, these Palestinian children, are being taught. This is the frightening thing. Could you imagine what it would be like if every Saturday morning on our television for children, they showed them killing other people and the importance and the joy and the satisfaction of killing, maybe, I don't know who would be killing, maybe killing white people. Let's have the whites as the enemy. What do you think would happen if this was being shown to black children in America day after day after day?
Yes.
Well, this is what's being shown to these Arab children. You have to see this to believe it. And then you ask, well, why aren't we doing anything about it? Why aren't we telling the American people? And, of course, we're not going to tell the American people what's really going on. There is an organized effort to keep the American people from really understanding what we are up against. And, of course, as those of you who know and who haven't read that article, we send you a copy out of the Washington Post talking about how the United States Agency for International Development spent $56 million on textbooks that were to be used in Arab schools and Afghan schools to indoctrinate the children in hatred of the West, of the glory of dying for Allah, the importance of killing the infidels, and even showing the Arab soldiers with their head blown off on the bandoliers, and teaching the little children to add, you know, two rifles, three bullets, and four landmines is how many weapons. Why would you do something like that? Well, if you were an Arab, I could understand, but why would you do that if you were a United States information agency spending American tax dollars to breed this same sort of hatred that is being bred among the Palestinian children? If you'd like a copy of that article, you can give us a call. We'll send it to you, the Washington Post article on the effort, USAID effort, to indoctrinate the Arab youth in terrorism and, of course, hatred of the West. Our tax dollars at work. Well, people say this can't be true. Well, it is true, and you better find out what's really going on today, because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose, and more than that, the very lives of your family and your children may very well be at stake today if we allow this to continue to be taught not only in Arab countries, but right here in the United States.
Dr. Stan, did I understand you correctly just now? You said that $56 million was being spent in schools here in America.
No, it was sent in Afghan schools. They bought textbooks for the Afghanistan children. And if you'd like, I'll send you a copy of the article out of the Washington Post. And it was they spent $56 million of American tax money to indoctrinate the Islamic children in Afghanistan in jihad, and the importance of killing the infidels, and the significance of dying for Allah. And they trained the children, you know, in addition, you know, one bomb, two bullets and three rifles is how many weapons. And it wasn't that they just did that during the Afghan War. They were doing that recently, in recent years, since actually we moved into Afghanistan. Why would you indoctrinate people in this militant form of Islam unintentionally?
Why is USA tax money going to indoctrinate them?
That's a good question. We can discuss all of that off the air, but you know, the thing is that we have the articles on it, and we have so many articles on how U.S. tax dollars was used to finance the Taliban, to finance Al-Qaeda, to create the best enemy money could buy. And now, of course, we have our friends the Saudis promoting the same sort of hatred, not only in Palestine, but right here in schools in the United States. So many of these Islamic schools are funded by the Saudis, who are being defended today by James Baker III's law firm. And, of course, we begin to wonder how this all fits together. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question, a comment, you agree, you disagree, we'd love to hear from you. Because, of course, it's vitally important. You understand what's going on, and this video is must-seeing, and I really mean that. It's the most powerful video I've seen in a long period of time that really gives me the feeling of sense of urgency. We have to get this message out. I'm sure that's why you put the video out, isn't it, Carol?
Yes, it is, Dr. Stan. After seeing that footage, I could not keep it to myself, and I thought I must do all in my power to get it out. And I thank you so very, very much for joining in this fight with me. And I would encourage your listeners, your listeners, supporters, subscribers, to get this video and to put it into the hands of those who have influence in their community, to political leaders, to the press, and just show it, because this is footage off Arab TV. It's not somebody's opinion. It's not facts. This is what we are seeing is what children in Palestine get to see every single day, that they are indoctrinated with this hatred and hatred towards the Jews and those who support the Jews and Americans. And here you have that religious teacher, the Imam, in a mosque, telling the hundreds of followers there listening to him that that they have to kill Americans.
And this is not happening overseas. This is happening right here in the United States.
Yes.
That was what was so amazing about that film footage.
It's incredible. And I think that people in America just do not understand that Islam, the one important principle that we have in this great system in America is the separation of church and state. But Islam is built on an opposing concept. It is both a religion and a state. And according to Islam, the Quran is the principal source of legislation. And they say that, in the Quran it says that we have sent down in thee the book, the Quran, in truth, that you might judge men as guided by God. And it's these sort of judgments through the Quran that is both legislation, political, religious, and the young kids, the martyrs, say that they wanted these little children, dear little sweet children. There was that one little 14-year-old boy that the reporter was interviewing, and he said, yes, he wanted to learn how to detonate himself, and he was going to a school to learn how to put detonation around his body so that he could explode as a genocide bomb to kill the Jews. I mean, these kids aren't being trained as suicide bombs. They're being trained as homicide bombs and genocide bombs, and that's what's so shocking about this indoctrination.
And this is not imaginary. This is real. And, of course, if we don't counter this, if we don't try to get the hearts and minds of these people, how many people in a community does it take to create a reign of terror? We saw what happened when we had the sniper in the Northeast around Maryland and Washington, D.C. I mean, two people in an old car with a rifle created havoc on the East Coast. Think what would happen if you'd had 1,000 people doing exactly the same thing. So you have to put a stop to this sort of thing, but you have to know there's a problem. You have to know what is being taught, not only in Arabia, but what's being taught right here in the United States. And, of course, everything is being done to keep the American people from realizing the impact and the influence of what's really going on today. Well, Carol, what sort of response have you gotten from other people who've seen this video?
Oh, shock, Dr. Stan. Absolute shock. Nobody that I've, hundreds, it's only been out a few weeks here, and it has impacted people that are just in shock at seeing this very, very graphic footage. And it's almost like, you know, what do we do with this? What do we do? I mean, what is the solution? Because, as you say, we've got the cancer in here with people that believe in this book, and the problem is that the Quran is, in a sense, a terrorist manual, because we have got the teachings within the Quran that are telling Muslims to kill, that if anyone rejects the idea of Islam, then they absolutely must be killed. And also the moderate Muslims are told that if anyone desires a religion other than Islam, never will it be accepted of him. In the hereafter, he will be in the ranks of those who have lost.
And of course, the other thing is that they will kill the Muslims who do not go along with a radical form of Islam. Let's go to Helen, who's calling from Ohio. Hi, Helen. How are you?
Hi. I wanted to ask if you are aware of the plan that I had heard.
You have to speak up a little bit, please.
I wanted to know if either of you were aware of the plan that Islam has to fly the crescent moon flag over the United States. It's the 2020 plan. By the year 2020, well, they would like to be able to do that in America.
Well, I haven't heard of that, but I am sure that this is one of their goals. They intend to win. Do you have any comment on that, Carol? I haven't heard of it.
No, but I do mention in the New Barbarians, Training Children to Kill, that is their plan, to take over the world for Islam. And, I mean, that is what they are dedicated to do. And if you look at in the film, The New Barbarians, I go through the history of Islam from the 7th century onwards and show that it has always been a militant religion, And the concept of jihad, dying for holy war, is considered so honorable, to die for your faith, that I wouldn't be surprised. I haven't heard that. I have not heard about the crescent moon flying alongside. In fact, it would fly higher than the American flag, because that's what the nations have done in London, for instance, where St. Paul stands up, one of the tallest churches in London, the mosque that was placed on the Queen's land in Regent's Park, stands higher than St. Paul's, and that is what they always attempt to do, put their mosques and buildings higher than existing religious ones.
Helen, this is a great video. We're going to have to let you go because we're out of time.
Okay.
Angelina, we're out of time. Did you have a quick question? Angelina? Well, I guess we lost Angelina, too. So, Carol, thank you so very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan. It's always a pleasure being with you. You are wonderful. Keep up the good work.
I will, and you too, and we'll look forward to talking to you again on all of our other programs, because I want everybody to hear about this video, and I want it seen all across America. Goodbye.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless
you.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened with TWA 800 on the way down off the eastern coast of Yagam? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts, entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working with the Oklahoma City bombing. And this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book in there that will give you a more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and I want to mention that if you are concerned, as I am, that there are going to be some real problems here in America, and you haven't got yourself a food supply or the other things you would need, if there was a breakdown in society, and I will tell you, of course, that the government knows what's going to happen, because they're getting supplies set aside for themselves and for government officials. They're even building bunkers for them. They even built an underground bunker for Dick Cheney at his home there in Washington, D.C., so they're going to protect themselves. But, of course, they're doing everything they can to discourage you from doing anything other than maybe a little duct tape and plastic and maybe 3 days of food and water. Well, what do you do after 3 days? If you'd like to get a catalog of the things that you need, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Ask for a Ready Reserve Food Catalog. We'll get that to you. That's the Ready Reserve Food Catalog. Give us a call. We'll send that to you free of charge. And you really want to start thinking about making preparations for yourself and your family and friends. And then, of course, Dr. Dennis Cuddy has a wonderful book out. It's called Cover Up. It's just come off the press, and let me recommend it to you. As with all of Dr. Cuddy's books, all excellent. In fact, if you'd like to get his other books, Secret Records Revealed, The Globalists, Now is the Dawning, The NEA Power Grab, all of these books, and his latest book about the September 11th prior knowledge, all of this is available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, but specifically his latest one, Cover Up, we recommend. And then if you don't have Dr. Blaylock's excellent book on health and nutrition secrets that can save your life, you should get it. You should get the book Regicide, which tells you why the CIA killed President Kennedy, because it's written based upon CIA records, and nobody's telling you. Call 1-800-5-HIV. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and again, that number to call is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, this is the time when we have to remind our listening audience that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And the only reason that we're able to do what we do is because of our faithful listeners who month in and month out support us. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you'll be helping us do what we do. And that is, of course, 5 hours every day reaching out across America with the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Now, we hope that many of you will want to go to our website. And if you go to our website at radioliberty.com, that's radioliberty.com, you can pull down our programs and listen to them 5 hours a day, but you won't get much accomplished. Maybe you'd like to just get there for a couple of hours a day, and they have links to the Genesis Network and other networks we are on. And, of course, at our website, you can see some of the products that we sell that we think are important. And, of course, if you'd like to see pictures of the Berkey water filters, if you'd like to see pictures of the Monopoly program, the program that's designed to teach children to read, or many of the other products we carry at Radio Liberty, go there. You can see our books and our tape sets and things that you're just not going to find elsewhere. Again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our website is radioliberty.com. And then, of course, I'd like to mention, if you have not gotten a Phonopoly set for your children or your grandchildren so that they can learn to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically, give serious consideration to that. We think it's a great product, and certainly we've had so many people call in and thank us for getting them onto Phonopoly. Most of these programs to teach children how to read, to undo the harm that has been done in the public schools, they cost $300, $400, $500, $600, $700. Phonopoly is $139.95 plus postage, and of course we think that it will be one of the greatest gifts you can give a child. What mind is a terrible thing to lose. And here in America, we have almost 100 million people who are functionally illiterate. Do you really think that happened by chance? Of course it didn't. I mean, they've intentionally dumbed down our children, and our children know far more about sex than they do about Shakespeare, far more about mooning than they do about Mozart, far more about global warming than they do about the geography or geology. And the great tragedy is today that our children are being deliberately dumbed down, indoctrinated in environmentalism. They celebrate Earth Day every year, which is Lenin's birthday, and they're indoctrinated in socialism and internationalism. And incidentally, we do carry the Robinson Homeschool curriculum for $199 on 22 CDs. You get the entire homeschooling program, the Robinson Homeschool curriculum. Dr. Robinson got his 6 children through school. There were over 50,000 of them out across America. And, of course, we've had nothing but good reports from the families that have the Robinson Homeschool curriculum. The books, the test plan, the tests, the lesson plans, everything is there. The only thing you have to buy, of course, are the Saxon textbooks, and you can get those at a discount. Those are the Saxon math textbooks. But all the other textbooks that you need to train your children and to give them an excellent education are there. And it doesn't take a lot of time on the part of the parent. The child educates themselves with the background of the information that's available in the Robinson Homeschool curriculum. And then, of course, this is the time we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders. We ask you to pray for our boys who are overseas. We ask, though, especially pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Now, we're going to be gone for 2 days, but the programs will be played here as you always hear them. And then, of course, we'll be back the first of the week. And until then, may the Lord be with you.